Welcome to episode 859 of Love, Serve, Care. Today's episode starts what I intend to make a five-part series of, a love letter of sorts, a declaration of appreciation for this gift, this profession, this thing called coaching. And I didn't actually write it down, so for you listening right now, I know I said I was going to, but I'd rather do it off the cuff. Off the dome, freestyle, as they say in the streets where I come from. So, coaching. Dear coaching, what you have given me has been a renewed sense of myself. What you helped me awaken within me is recognizing that there are core values that I hold true. There are definite blueprints, ingredients to this pie that is Alex Dumas. But within that, I've also been awakened to recognize that I can sprinkle in some other things. That some of these other things aren't permanent, as I once believed. Case in point, believing that I'm invisible, believing that I'm not important, believing that no one sees me, believing that no one listens to me, or whatever other story I created, I recognize that I am the creator of that. And I didn't know how powerful of a force that was when I was a little boy, and then growing up to be a young adult and teenager and being on my own and eventually starting a family. What you've given me has been remarkable. It's hard to put it into words, and even trying to say it right now and what I'll do for the rest of this week is it'll never be enough to thank you. To thank you for the people I've met, to thank you for the opportunities I've been given, to thank you for the peace of mind that I get to embody and get to create daily. And probably the most important part is what I get to pass on to Juliana and AJ, what they get to see and what they get to experience. Far from perfect, make plenty of mistakes, and what you coaching have given me is the space to play in those mistakes, to see those as opportunities for my own growth, opportunities for me to uplift myself and to learn and to improve and to exceed different expectations and create agreements within myself that do this, be this, you can have this. It's a beautiful game, and thank you for being the number one cheerleader, a coach on my team, and quarterback of this ship. So all that said and done, remember, you're born to live your life in abundance. You're the master of your future. You control your freedom. You have complete dominance of your thoughts, your emotions, and your habits. Take care. God bless. Stay blessed.